I wonder what the difference is fundamentally between a musical and an opera, because obviously this is a musical being produced by an opera company. Jennifer.
It depends on who you ask what the answer is to that question. I think the most consistent answer would be amplification, that we rarely use any amplification at all in opera, and almost all musical theater these days is done with amplification, microphones, sound mixing. So our Sound of Music will be completely acoustic. There's no microphones used. I mean, that's, I think, these days, the biggest difference.
It's like a technical difference almost.
Yeah, almost. Because, I mean, other than that, you can get into stylistic differences, but...
It's a long conversation.
Yeah, it just depends on who you ask and where you want to draw the line.
Yeah.
I mean, is the musical sort of fundamentally an American opera? Is that, would that be... It, well, fair, unfair to say, maybe?
Well, it's it's definitely the, I believe, the birthplace of the classic musical. Mm. Made its way over to Europe in the 30s and 40s, I think, and Cole Porter. And
kind of depends on how far back you take the term musical, because some people would consider operettas to be musicals, and they didn't start in the United States, so...
What about for you all as performers, about performing in an operatically performed musical? Is there a big difference for you?
It takes some time to find the balance between achieving the style that you're looking for, singing a musical, and also getting the projection in an acoustic environment.
Right, because it's a different kind of singing. I mean, because it is unamplified, right?
Right.
All right.
And then with this particular musical, it is so... well-known and well-loved, particularly from the movie, which is another element of intimacy that they're able to achieve in cinema that you wouldn't get even in the stage show. And that's what people most relate to, I think, is the movie version. Mm-hmm. That we also have to deal with our own, like, I have a history of loving the movie and loving Julie Andrews, and I have to remember I am not Julie Andrews. I can't be Julie Andrews, and I have to make her my own and hope that people like my Maria as well.
And they will. Yeah, but at the same time, sometimes when you're performing and planning your physical presentation, your vocal presentation, imitation is the highest form of flattery, and without trying to be Christopher Plummer or Julie Andrews, there are some things that work so well, you think, well, maybe I could steal that one little thing, you know?
Something that fascinates me about The Sound of Music is that I think that it's so beloved. And when you think of it, it's, you think how, you know, sort of what a cheerful, wonderful sort of production it is. And there's like kind of a campy element to it and all this stuff. But it's really this serious thing about, you know, this family that was dealing with the Nazi invasion and escaping from the Nazis. And it's this period in history that also just has some tremendous darknesses around it. And yet the whole production seems to be surrounded in light. And I guess I wonder, maybe I'll ask you, Mallory and Jack, since you're younger, what is it like addressing those darker issues while you're in this very same time cheerful opera?
I think you have to try and make the darker parts seem lighter and make it seem happier than it actually is, in a sense, just to make people kind of feel better. But at the same time, you have to like realize that all these things are happening around you, and you have to make sure that when you're playing your character, you have to make sure that your character is also like thinking about what else is happening, not just in their little lives, but also around them. But I think the Von Trapps are pretty clueless to what's going on, at least the kids anyway. They've been pretty sheltered. So I think us as the kids, we don't know very much about the darker parts that are happening.
How about you, yeah, Jack?
And I don't think that we know that much about like what the Nazis are, because there's some parts like, what's the flag or whatever? And
with the big spider on it?
Yeah, with the black spider on it. And we haven't actually gotten to stage those darker parts yet. And I haven't seen the movie in a while, so... I'm just going to say I don't know much about it, but I do know that it would be, like, I guess boring if it's just a bunch of dark stuff. So, like Mallory said, you have to make it a little bit lighter, I guess.
Has it been somewhat of a history lesson for both of you in a way?
Yeah, definitely. I just remember in fifth grade, I remember a lot about learning about the Nazis and stuff. So it's definitely brought up old memories, and it's really nice. It's really interesting too. So it's really nice to learn more about it and it's nice to learn while having a ton of fun playing the part. So
I wish school's like that. You get to learn and have fun.
Well, I'm going to put you all on the spot a little bit here and ask you if you would mind performing a cappella, maybe part of a number.
Okay.
Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. So somewhere in my youth or childhood, I must have done something good.
For here you are standing there loving me, whether or not you should.
So somewhere in my youth
or childhood,
I must have done something good. Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. So somewhere in my youth
or childhood,
I must have done something. Something good.
I'm going to clap. That's beautiful. Thank you both. And now I am going to ask, Mallory and Jack are going to take us out.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu, adieu, adieu. To ya and ya and ya.
I'm glad to go, I cannot tell a lie.
I flit, I float, I fleetly flee, I fly.
The sun has gone to bed, and so must I. So long. Farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.